Hi, I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is the 2019 Federal Budget Special for Community Radio, focusing on the key areas affecting our communities.
And one of the key items, one of the perennial sleeping giants in the budget is, of course, our age pension. And just yesterday, the Parliamentary Budget Office, they released a report around what is the impact around the ageing population, particularly over the next kind of 10 years. And one of the things that they forecast was an increase in the concern around the increased rise, the cost associated with things like health and aged care. But the age pension, particularly as we see that first wave of baby boom has actually reached retirement. Now, I dug out in terms of the back end of the Department of Health and the Department of Social Services, some like the actual figures of what the government is actually forecasting around the age pension, and it is growing. And so it's right now, it's going to grow by $8 billion per year. So by in 5 years' time, it's going to be about $55 billion per year. Now, the scary thing was that it's accelerating, and we are beating the targets the Parliamentary Budget Office thought yesterday. So the Parliamentary Budget Office thought the age pension was going to grow by $9 billion per year in 10 years. We're going to reach that in 6.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is a concern in terms of the temptation is just to get focused on the election and focus on the short term, but we have some long-term funding pressures that we need to be sensible about.